This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans may see significant changes to their tax bill in 2023. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
The lawmakers who focus on state finances typically don't get too much attention.
It's great to see such a crowd for the signing of tax legislation. That's never usually the case. So this is wonderful.
That's Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno. And that big crowd had gathered at the governor's mansion to watch Governor Polis sign laws that will deliver the state's biggest package of tax changes in more than a decade. They'll raise more than $400 million in new tax money each year by reducing tax breaks for some businesses and wealthier people. And the state will also spend hundreds of millions on tax credits and refunds for lower-income families and small businesses. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
A bear relocated from Boulder was hit and killed recently on U.S. 36 by a truck. State officials say the bear was moved earlier this month, but returned to the previous spot some 20 miles away, where it could easily find food in unsecured trash. Officials say there's no guarantee that relocated bears won't return. Colorado Mountain College, which has campuses in several mountain towns, will build roughly 150 units of affordable housing for students. CPR's Paulo Chalceda reports.
The $41 million project will benefit four campuses in Steamboat Springs, Edwards, Glenwood Springs, and Dillon. It's expected to be done by 2023. Students will be able to live there year-long, unlike traditional dorms, which close during the summer. Colorado's mountain communities are facing a housing crisis that is driving out working-class people, including students. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
Coming up, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he told lawmakers today that he supports a major change to the military justice system. It would let independent military lawyers handle cases of sexual assault and domestic violence. That story is next on All Things Considered. And stay with us in 10 minutes. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg looks at why Mesa County lags way behind the state overall when it comes to COVID vaccinations. In Grand Junction at this hour, it is 87 degrees, 96 in Fort Collins, 92 in Denver. This is CPR News.